every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, Monday, the week of July 28, 2025. And that means we got another crazy weekend coming. Vinny will be moving in again. SummerSlam weekend. And that means Saturday and Sunday, Vinny and I will be watching SummerSlam and doing a show immediately afterwards. And I will also be doing shows later on in the evening, both nights, with Dave Meltzer for subscribers. So a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to talk about for the weekend. We have a lineup for both shows, with the exception of the TLC match. We don't know what night that's going to be on yet. But we'll go over the lineup here today, and then I got a question for everybody. We'll do that one after the break. I have a sincere question I would like to ask all of you, particularly those of you that are big WWE fans. We also have the Raw lineup for tonight. We actually have three segments announced for Dynamite already, which seems like almost a miracle at this point. We got updates on Hulk Hogan and the WWE Unreal show, which is debuting tomorrow. We got a big update on the G1 and Drew McIntyre, and pretty much all of the rest of the news as well. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com, as well as FWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, always a good time. Get a personalized cameo for just 10 bucks. FWOnline on Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Old Filthy Tom is joining us after the break, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Making the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, as always. How you doing, Filthy?
Not too bad.
Good. Any updates?
No.
Okay. Is there really no update? You just only talked about it.
I was here Friday.
I don't know.
I had some tests done. It's Monday morning. Usually they don't do much at the hospital on the weekend. So, you
that
know.
That sucks.
Would you expect me to have surgery?
Hey, I don't
days?
Know. You've been pushing like it's imminent. Like it could be at any time. I'm expecting you to come in Wednesday and do a dance or something.
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got Raw tonight. And Jey Uso will be facing Bronson Reed, which was originally a SummerSlam match. Now it's on Raw. We got Finn Balor and JD defending the tag team titles against the LWO, which should be pretty great. Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Nikki Bella, and Stephanie Vaquer versus Naomi, Chelsea, and the Secret Hervis. Roman Reigns will appear. World Heavyweight Champion Gunther will appear. And CM Punk will appear. So that's the lineup for tonight. And I wasn't actually going to talk about this at all, but, you know, you never know how this show's going to go, Tom. I was reading some interviews that Brie Bella had done. You heard any of these lately?
I did see a couple of quips
yeah.
from the interview.
Everybody's asking about Brie. Is Brie going to come back? Is Brie going to come back? And, I mean, originally, I believe the idea for Evolution before Liv got hurt was the Bellas against Liv and Raquel, okay? So that tells me that she was going to come back. Now, Nikki was asked about it a while ago and said there were discussions. And then, of course, Brie later said, I'm just waiting for a call. I never got it. Never heard from him. Never talked to him. And I'm not saying she's lying, although Bryan Danielson did once talk about how much fun lying was, and they are, you know, they're married. But, you know, a thing with WWE is they basically want you to lie. If you've been having conversations but they haven't made an announcement yet, you're supposed to say we haven't been having any conversations. So I'm skeptical of that they never talked and she's just waiting for a call. Why would Nikki say, like, you know, we're working on this if she'd never even gotten a call? And finally, I will say, You know, she had various reasons why. Like, all this week, it's about how she's not coming back. And she's had various explanations. And one of them was that, you know, it would be kind of uncomfortable since my husband is with AEW. And right there, I was like, all right, are you coming back Sunday or what? I've seen this so many times where, like, the week before the show, somebody has to go and explain how they're not coming back. And then the next thing you know, like, they're back. I'm not reporting anything because I don't know. But the idea that she can't come back to WWE because her husband isn't even in AEW right now. Like, they're paying him, but, like, he's done. He's retired. He made one appearance at, you know, the All In show. And then in a heated interview, he's going, I'm not back. You know, I'm done. It was just, I was there for the day. You know, he shows up backstage every now and then. But, I mean,
he did randomly show up on Dean 2.
Yeah. But, I mean, did we not have Zelina Vega in WWE and Malakai in AEW at the same time? And it was like no problem whatsoever. And do we not have Rhea Ripley in WWE and Buddy Matthews is in AEW and it's like no problem whatsoever? Now all of a sudden it's weird if Nikki or if Brie is going to be on WWE TV, but, you know, Bryan Danielson is retired from AEW. I don't buy that for a second. So when I heard that, I got real skeptical that she's not coming back. And in fact, I immediately thought she's coming back at SummerSlam, but who knows? I guess we'll see. But we do have the lineup for both nights of SummerSlam. And I want to ask you this, Tom. And I also want to ask everybody listening to this right now, particularly those of you that are fans of WWE and are excited for SummerSlam this weekend, because I know we have some of you listening right now. It has been announced that the pre-show for each night of SummerSlam is starting at 3 Eastern.
Whoa.
With the main card starting at 6 Eastern. Now, we haven't been doing pre-show matches anymore, okay? I guess things could change. But you're telling me that the pre-shows for SmackDown are 3 hours long?
For SummerSlam.
SummerSlam with no matches? What did I say?
You said SmackDown, but maybe you're just expecting it to be as boring as a 3-hour SmackDown.
Bro, I'm asking the question. I won't judge you. Does anybody watch all 3 hours of these pre-shows? Why in God's name would the pre-show for a SummerSlam that's already going to be going like 4 or 4.5 hours, why in God's name, what could you possibly do for 3 hours on a pre-show with no matches? And Brian, who could possibly watch that before the show starts?
Brian, this is the same thing. I know you don't watch, but this is the same playbook, the same thing they do with big college football every single week. They just have these long, drawn-out pre-shows before the actual games. You get College Game Day. You get whatever Pat McAfee's doing. Maybe he's on College Game Day. I don't even know.
Okay,
things go on for hours and hours.
Okay.
So it's just stolen from that playbook. People go and do other things. They make breakfast. They talk to their kids. They get them ready. It's just background noise.
I know, but, like, okay, if the Super Bowl is going to be on Sunday and you're going to do 6 hours of televised pre-Super Bowl, like, I get that, like, probably a lot of people, you'd get a good number for that on television. Not that people are, like, paying attention, but they've got the channel on. But, bro, this is on, like, YouTube.
I hate to say it, Brian, but some people, a lot of people, are just in the habit of always having something on. And if you are waking up on Saturday morning and your choice is to watch, I don't know, Grandma, Auntie, Nanny's cooking show from down the street on public access for 3 hours where she's, you know, bacon tuna casserole, or to watch the 3-hour SummerSlam pre-show, I'm picking that 3-hour SummerSlam pre-show. I, like a lot of other wrestling fans, I think, enjoy watching wrestling more than they like watching other stuff. So
but you're not
even,
watching wrestling.
Yeah, but something's going to be on regardless.
Okay, whatever. You're telling me, Tom, this Saturday and Sunday at noon on a weekend, you're not going to go hang out with your kids or, you know, go to the pool or something. You're going to sit and watch 3 hours of a panel show at noon?
I didn't say that, actually. Okay. I said exactly what you're saying.
God.
People just have it on and they're doing other things.
Yes, God. It's
next
not even
time,
YouTube,
listen to
by
what
the way.
I say.
It's Peacock.
Please.
It's Peacock. You don't flip
is that,
through
is that
the
what
channels.
You're doing right now?
You don't flip through the channels and find Peacock. God, anyway, who cares? Seriously, who cares? It's a lot. That's a long time. I will not be watching the
Is it necessary?
Show.
No.
No. I will not watch one moment of it. So the night one lineup has Raquel and Roxanne against Charlotte and Alexa. Gunther versus CM Punk for the world title. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll against Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso against Braun and Braun. The Braun Bronze. That can't possibly be their team name. Tiffany against Jade for the women's title. Sammy and Karrion Kross. And then maybe the TLC match. We don't know what show that's on. But it is the Wyatts against every team on SmackDown with the exception of Pretty Deadly. Because poor Elton Prince is hurt. Unless he can make his way back. I mean, they didn't literally announce the teams. They just said all of them. We'll do the Night 2 lineup and more news after the break. Observer Live.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So you mentioned before the break that the Garzas actually are not in the TLC match. They are defending the titles on SmackDown Friday, the AAA titles, against a mystery team, which maybe could be pretty deadly. I don't know.
I myself am hoping for Pagano to be out there, but
yeah,
odds are probably against it. Maybe they're not.
Good God. Also on Friday, Damian Priest and Aleister Black and Julia versus Zelina Vega for the U.S. title. So night two of SummerSlam has Dominic and AJ, John Cena, Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed title in a street fight, Solo Sikoa versus Jacob Fatu in a cage, Becky against Lyra. If Becky wins, Lyra cannot challenge for the title again as long as Becky is champion. And Naomi versus Io Sky and Rhea Ripley in a triple threat match. So, before Hulk Hogan passed away, we were actually talking on this show. As I've noted, I heard from somebody that it was actually spending time with Hogan, so this wasn't even like a friend of a friend. And they said, yeah, you know, what Bubba's saying is it's exaggerated, but it's definitely not good. But it's not as bad as Bubba says. And then like two days later, Hulk Hogan's dead. And everyone's like, oh, I guess Bubba was right. And at the end of the day, I mean, Bubba obviously knew something, and it was bad. But, you know, there were a lot of things like Hogan wasn't in a coma. I mean, there were things that Bubba said that were, in fact, not as bad as things were. But Jimmy Hart did an interview with People, and he said that the day before Hogan passed away, like, everything was looking good. He said, I called Hogan on Wednesday. Thursday morning is when everything took place. So just overnight it all happened. It was so positive the day before. He said during his battle he was in and out of the hospital. Hart noted he was not able to visit his friend. They were trying to protect Hogan from infection. It just hit so fast. It was like, oh my God, we thought he was doing so well. We didn't go to see him in the house, didn't go to see him in the hospital. Wanted to make sure they didn't get any infections or anything else, like if anybody had a cold or brought anything in. So that's what we all did. He said the last time he saw Hogan in person was prior to the surgery. Hart said Hogan was doing great as they interacted with fans. Hart last saw Hogan about a month ago. I think he had neck surgery early July.
I think it was May.
No. I think he had a surgery in July, and that's the one that he had complications from, because it said that he had seen Hogan a month ago before he had neck surgery, and this was what People wrote this weekend. So I think he had a neck surgery in early July, and it said before then, Hart said he watched wrestling with Hogan three times a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, it says here, and friends also did karaoke together with Hogan's son, Nick Hogan, on Monday nights at the family's Hogan's Hangout Bar. And actually, if you remember, like I think it was the day before Hogan passed away, Jimmy had done that tweet where he said everything was great. And we had
great
pointed
time
out,
with Nick at karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, it seems that what happened was that Hogan was having a lot of health issues, especially after that last neck surgery. And he had been in and out of the hospital a lot. And I think that he had been home for about 4 days after or prior to him passing away. So he was at home. And I think that friends and family, you know, he'd been discharged and was at least at home. And I think they were getting reports that, like, things were looking a little bit better. But then, you know, he had a massive heart attack and that was that. So that appears to be... You know, for a lot of people, it did come out of the blue that the heart attack on, I guess it would have been Thursday, right? Thursday?
Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you happen to see, there was two interviews. There was Brutus the Barber Beefcake on TMZ and also Ric Flair on the Ariel Helwani show.
I heard about Flair's interview. I didn't actually watch either of them.
Ric Flair said, you know, basically just Hogan put such a toll on his body after all the surgeries, back surgeries, neck surgeries, hip replacements, that he just figured he was tired. You know, how much can the body take? And then he also went on to say, you know, I'm 5 years older than Hogan, and I have no aches or pains.
He said he had no aches or pains.
But, and then he was kind of like laughing, you know, like I could be next.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Rick.
Hey, listen, all I can say is I can't believe, like, God bless the guy. I don't believe for one second Ric Flair has no aches and pains.
It's got to be impossible.
It's like,
you got no nerve endings.
Well, you know, it's like back in the day when these guys, actually like the Rampage story, where Rampage, you know, he's talking about, I never did steroids. And then, you know, he goes, I've been on testosterone for 15 years or whatever. And they're like, you know, that's steroids, right? And he goes, what? But like back in the day, like that was the thing with wrestlers was, you know, you were clean if you weren't like mainlining or something. It's like, I'm on, you know, steroids and, you know, whatever, but I'm clean. You know, it was a different, Ric Flair being absent of aches and pains probably means, I don't know what, but he ain't absent aches and pains. It's like impossible, you know? He's had surgeries. He's had torn rotator cuffs.
He was in a plane crash.
Broken back. I mean, he just had the skin cancer surgery. I mean, there's no way he has no aches and pains. It's like, unless you're, I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but God. But he's still working out. I mean, you guys realize that when he had his last match, I mean, and granted, this was him that told the story, but still, you know, he said that he went to get checked out and the doctors found scarring on his heart. And they were like, you realize you probably had a heart attack at some point in the last year? And like, it was almost certainly that match. If this story that he's telling is true, like he had a heart attack in his last match. When we watched that match, and at one point he just like went down and didn't get up and didn't move. And people were like doing things around him. And it was like, oh my God, did this guy have a heart attack? Is he dead? And like, he eventually got up, but I mean, he actually probably did have a heart attack in the middle of that match. So no, I do not buy that Ric Flair has no aches and pains right now. I find that very hard to believe. I should mention this. So I got really mad the other day because, you know, they've been talking about this WWE Unreal show. And then they show a freaking commercial on Raw that's Triple H telling IShowSpeed that he's in the Rumble and he needs to get in there right now. And they're pushing that this show is like the behind the scenes, backstage, real life, what actually happened. And I'm like, of all the things to put in a commercial, you put that? You single-handedly destroyed any interest I had in watching the show. Well, I have been told, we'll find out tomorrow, okay? We'll find out tomorrow. But I've been told that if you watch the show, the segment where Triple H tells IShowSpeed to get into the ring is not portrayed as a shoot. They portray that as, you know, this is a storyline for the Rumble. So I don't know why they aired that footage. Like, I'm just flabbergasted.
When does this air?
It airs tomorrow. First episode comes out tomorrow on Netflix. And the director, you know, he says he hopes WWE wants to achieve a similar result as Formula One, Drive to Survive, Tour de France, Unchained, which attracted new fans.
What's wild about those is they're unscripted sports.
Exactly. And he does say, I think, you know, it's a polarizing discussion in the wrestling realm, but the next fan coming in is what we're after, bringing in new fans. You know what's funny is, like, it would be, and actually maybe they'll manage to pull this off. But you and I have both been and gone to a million shows and been involved in a million shows. And, you know, there is a way that you could probably do a legitimate behind-the-scenes, you know, documentary on an indie show or something like that without actually breaking kayfabe. Like, you could do it because there is a lot of real stuff that goes on, even though the matches themselves are not choreographed, but actually maybe nowadays they are. But, you know, largely
what we see, I would say, on television and PLEs, yeah, that's largely choreographed wrestling. How often do these guys actually just get out there and wrestle on the fly now?
I don't know. Very infrequently. It's hard to say, like, the word choreographed is weird. Because, like, even, like, the matches we did with, like, the Bang Bros, it's like we had the entire thing, like, planned out from start to finish. But it's not like we got in the ring and choreographed it step by step. It's just like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And there might have been a thing or two that, you know, was outside of what was planned. But I don't know if I would, even though we didn't call it in the ring, it's still hard to say that it was, like, choreographed. You know what I'm saying?
Brian, with, at least in regards to the major shows that I've been on, there's agents for a reason. You know what I mean? And they are getting details about every single thing that's happening in the match if it's on TV now. There's very few instances in which you get to go out there and just wrestle based on the feel of the crowd. Maybe there's like a short heat segment every once in a while that we see on television that's designed for that. But I would say that most of it's choreographed. And like, that's really no different from the beginning of wrestling history.
You know? All right, just hold that levels thought. Of it. Yes, we'll talk about this more for the break, Observer Live.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, actually, you know, the match we do with Nick Gage and the match, the mixed tag with Billy Starks, in both of those, like, we had, like, the whole thing planned out, but, like, when you and I were grappling, I mean, we didn't plan any of that out. Just went out there and just did it.
Yeah, we weren't on TV or PLE.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even then, it's like, I think we could have grappled for a minute. I don't think we need to choreograph that.
I can tell you, there's been many times in the back where I've gone over matches with wrestlers, and I say, well, like, I will hit you with a strike. I will do a throw to you. And they are baffled. They like short circuit. Like, what? You're not going to tell me exactly what it is right now at this very moment? You know, so speaking from experience, I'm just telling you,
I believe you.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. But wrestling's been choreographed since the 1800s, just on varying levels, right? They would go out in front of the crowd and go like, hey, I'll take over here. Hey, I'll get an underhook later in the match and drag you down. And then I'll go behind, or I'll take over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think like back in the day when you had house shows, you probably had more freedom. But, you know, I do remember going to house shows and watching a match, and then they would do the exact same match, like move for move, when they did it on television. So this person says, I know that Ghetto doesn't tell the wrestlers anything other than who wins and how much time. How much planning goes into the New Japan matches? You guys on your own?
If that guy knows, then why is he asking? Because he's got it pretty much spot on.
I think he's asking in the sense that the booker's not telling you what to do, but you and the wrestler, you know, you're like, okay, we got 16 minutes. What are we going to do? And you guys put the match together.
Yes, yes. But there's not necessarily, like, when you're watching AEW television or WWE or Ring of Honor or TNA, like, as Lance can attest to on this very show, there's agents there getting certain, you know, certain cues so that they can pick up on it on commentary with the camera work. In a setting like New Japan, where it's treated like a sport, you don't have that. You know, you don't go to the camera guy or the agent and say, hey, we're going to do this here. You're given your match and you're sent out there to do it. So, you know, not that one way's better or worse. You know, they're just different.
Well, I'm old. I didn't wrestle at a high level, but, you know, back for those Tim Flower shows, we didn't have agents. Tim was the agent, and he would tell you, okay, you know, so-and-so's going over. And then you would go and put your match together. But then you had to report back to him. What's the finish? What are you guys going to do? Just like a general overview. Because, like, he didn't want the same finish in two matches. And, you know, you were allowed to put your match together. But also, it's like, if you were second match on the card, he didn't want you to do all this crazy stuff that was going to show up the main event. You know, it was a very old school way of doing it. And, like, nowadays, I don't know. I mean, you have all these agents, but, I mean, I need to ask Lance about this because, you know, sometimes you'll watch a show and it's like, dude, we just had that finish two matches ago. How do we have the same finish twice on one show? Or, you know, this or that. It's like, does nobody report back? I mean, are you guys, if you're in the opener, Tom, I mean, is there ever anything like, you know, don't show up the main event, dude? Or is it just like, go do whatever you want. You got 16 minutes. Go wild. Steal the show if you want to.
It depends on the show, depends on the promoter. You know, if you go to an indie show, there's very few times that a promoter is going to come in the back and go like, hey, this is what we want specifically out of this match on the card. We don't want you to go crazy. It's usually, hey, this is your showcase. Go out there and go wild, you know? It's a difference in the way that the shows are handled, too, because it's not as if each, like, independent show is presented as necessarily an overall presentation. You know, it's not like Monday Night Raw. It's like, hey, we've got this act going on first, we've got this act going on second, we've got this act going on third, we've got this act going on fourth, and the people come to see the different acts, not necessarily the show. So it just depends on where you're at.
All right, well, speaking of Japan, we got to the G1 update, thanks to Jeremy Finestone. Speaking of Strong Style podcast on the Fight Game Media Network, you know Jeremy, right? He's a good guy. So at this point in the A block, Yota Tsuji has 8 points, 5 matches down, 4 matches left. A block ends the round robin play on August 10th, so we still have almost a half a month left. Evil, Yui Uemura, Bolton Oleg, and Ryohei Oiwa all have 6 points, and David Finley only has 2. So my presumption is he's about to go on a win streak. Then the B block, we got a 2-way tie for first. Ren Narita and Yoshihashi, they both have 8 points. This block ends on August 13th, and it's skewed with points because Gabe Kidd had to forfeit the entire tournament. So everybody is getting his points, even though there are buys upcoming for the remaining matches. Shingo, Zach, Takeshita, Drilla all have 5 matches left. Everybody else has 4. It is weird, Jeremy says, but it'll work in the end. I hope so. So, July...
I got a question, Brian.
Yes.
You said you think David Finley is going to go on a win streak. You think that's in New Japan?
Well, why are you asking this question?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's...
I'm talking
one
a win streak
so
in
far.
The G1.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. July 30th, a B block resumes with Zack Sabre and Takeshita, which could play in a Forbidden Door. Shota Umino and Shingo. You seen Shota lately?
No.
I think he's getting
beefed
ready
up
for the super heavyweight division.
Still have a shaved head? I might shave my head later.
He is big right now. Yeah. He actually looks like that one time when I decided I was going to try and bulk up with a lot of whole milk and... I blew up like the Michelin Man. Drilla Maloney versus Ren Narita. And ELP versus the Great Okan. Best matches from the weekend.
Hold on.
Yes.
It's not ELP.
LP.
It's LP. El Phantasmo.
El Phantasmo.
Not ELP.
I've done it 1,000 times. Best match of the weekend. LP versus Z-Suj. And Shingo versus Takeshita. If you can believe that Shingo versus Takeshita could possibly have been freaking great. Let's see here. Actually, Jeremy says that both of these matches were better than the matches at Wrestle Kingdom. So there you go. That's the update on the G1. All right. We don't have
Stardom 5-star Grand Prix going on.
Yeah,
right now
which
as well,
outdrew the G1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Oh, I should mention that Drew McIntyre on social media announced that he was stuck in the UK. They won't let him leave because he didn't have his U.S. passport, even though they pretty much said, we know who you are. We've seen your photos of your passport. You have global entry. We're not letting you go. They did talk them into letting his wife fly home to take care of their sick animals. But he's stuck there, he says. And he said he may miss SummerSlam, although I was told by somebody today it would be very, very unlikely that he misses SummerSlam. His match is scheduled for Saturday. They could always switch it for something on Sunday. And I expect that he's going to be there. But that is a legitimate story. That's not a... Like, it was funny because when it happened, everyone's like, is this real? And I was like, why would this be fake? Like, if you're going to make up some story to, like, put doubt on the SummerSlam match, this is what you came up with? No, this was 100% real, and hopefully he is back on the flight here soon. Any we don't have time for the full review, but anything you want to mention from SmackDown this week?
Not especially.
You didn't like it either, did you?
Well, no. Not really. The action over the past, gosh, I'd say since WrestleMania has been pitiful. I mean, really, we get no.
I'm trying to find out if this is Road Dogg's fault. Because people started bringing up, didn't Road Dogg like take over SmackDown like several months ago? Like, is that the problem?
Someone
needs to take blame for this.
At first, I was just, you know, blaming it on the fact the show is 3 hours long and I didn't want to watch it for 3 hours and it felt like it was long and drawn out because of the length. Well, it doesn't feel any different now at 2 hours.
And you know what? Do you remember when they first went to 3 hours in January?
And then we were getting good matches.
Well, it was like we were watching and it was like, you know, it's too long, but like it's fine. That was what we were reviewing in January. It's too long. I mean, it's fine, but it's too long. Something happened where, okay, now it's not only too long, but it sucks, and we're begging for it to go back to 2 hours. And then it went back to 2 hours, and it still sucks. So, like, I don't know if I mean, I don't want to blame Road Dogg if he's not responsible. It's just people keep bringing the name up like something happened. I'm trying to ask around and find out, like, what the hell's going on. Because there's something that definitely happened, and this show sucks.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, I know.
That giving us a bunch of crappy finishes week after week would wear on the show. We never get a clean finish anymore. Never. In the main event, we have a tag team title match between Andrade and Phoenix, who I would like to see wrestle, taking on the Wyatt Six, who...
They don't trust
don't
at all in
see
the ring.
Them wrestle that much. They do.
They gave
a short
them
match.
6 minutes.
They do a short match. Nikki Cross pulls the ref, which never causes a DQ. Never, never, never. The ref calls for the DQ.
I was
at
dying.
At least I. That's when I sent you that text message. Remember?
Yeah.
So I've had it. I've had it with the show. But they did bring it back a little bit with a good brawl to end between every team. Seemingly on the SmackDown side, so I at least was
the
left
post
happy
match was
with the
really
chaos.
Good. Yeah,
but leading up to that, boy, I was disappointed.
I mean, it's literally what we were talking about with that TNA pay-per-view, where they gave us a horrible finish in the main event, and it was like, okay, you gave us a horrible finish. At least we got to have something cool afterwards to send everybody home, like on a high note or something. And they didn't. They just ended the show. And this is like exactly what they should have done, which is, all right, fine. You gave us a bad finish. You gave us a disappointing finish. But like, what are you going to give us at the very end to be like, oh my God, okay, that was worth my money. So yeah, that show, I was not a fan of that show. And then for Collision, I think the most notable thing on the show, like the difference between SmackDown and Collision this week is that SmackDown had a lot of big stars and no good wrestling. And then Collision had all sorts of good wrestling and no big stars. So I presume that SmackDown's going to murder them just because it's star power and it's wrestling. But it's like a wrestling show. Collision was better.
You know what match I really enjoyed, Brian?
Mm.
That main event between Athena and Alex Windsor.
Very good
and
match.
Every time, because we were talking about it earlier, one of the things that I love most about watching an Athena match is that even though it might be planned, nothing that she's doing looks choreographed. It doesn't look like she's playing with the person out there. She is in a fight every time, and I thought that Alex Windsor match was great.
Well, the most notable thing to me is we actually got brackets for this tag team tournament. He just released them like Friday night or Saturday morning. It's FTR versus Jet Speed, which FTR won. Keith and Big Bill versus Bang Bang Gang, which Bang Bang won. Outrunners versus Young Bucks, and Gates of Agony versus Brodito. So, at least we can like think about it now. I actually think that the Outrunners are beating the Young Bucks, and then we'd have Outrunners versus the winners of Gates of Agony and Brodito, which probably would be Brodito. And I presume FTR wins to face Hurt Syndicate. You could do the Outrunners, but like, unless they're going to win the titles, I mean, we've seen that match multiple times. They've lost every time. So I guess we'll see. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler. Frank Mir's daughter submitting this poor bloke. Bloquette. Bird? Anyway, cross-faced chicken wing. Should kill me. Just being honest.
You're talking about Bella Muir winning at the Fury,
yeah, Fury Challenger Series
yesterday. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. For those of us who have no clue what you're referring to.
And then you've added some emojis here. Chicken leg fist. Is that supposed to be a wing? You put a leg.
I would, it's a drumstick.
That's a leg.
Which I would like to use your head as.
Wow. That is not nice.
There's a lot of not nice things
me.
That go on.
You just threatened me. I should take advantage of that
time.
Now while you're basically immobile. Once you get that new hip, you're going to be like Bella Muir here.
I don't think so. I think my time is done. I think her time is now.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'm going to be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio. We were up last night talking a lot of stuff, including the Hulkster. And we'll be back tomorrow with Lance Storm here on Observer Live and Filthy on Wednesday and Brian and Vinny show tomorrow night. There was Brian and Vinny last night. So much stuff for subscribers, so check it out on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or f4wonline.com. And it's a great week to do so because SummerSlam weekend is going to be very, very busy and full of shows only for subscribers. So check it out, everybody, and that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.